Is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top stories here. Let's get started with the Hurricane Ian making landfall just north of Fort Myers, headed northeast towards Orlando. Basically, the eye of the storm is going to go right over Orlando, then head up right up to the Space Coast, and then pop out of the Atlantic Ocean, kind of go around Jacksonville, and then kind of like do a circle around Jacksonville, and then make landfall in South Carolina again, is what it's looking like to do. And they're saying it made landfall at a Category 4 hurricane, nearly a Category 5. This would be one that would not surprise me. It might end up being like Hurricane Michael, where Hurricane Michael made landfall as Category 4. And then later, they went ahead and said, no, it was a Category 5 after all. And it would not surprise me if this is the same situation right here. And so, you know, a lot of things go, and it's a kind of a slower moving hurricane. So it's just hovering over there, which is not a good thing either. So, but yeah, it's just a... It's like close to Punta Gorda now and making its way, you know, heading up that way. Wind gusts right now, I'm just seeing an update from Weather Channel, 126 miles an hour are the wind gusts. Naples is still having 112 miles an hour wind gust, and it's further, you know, north of there considerably at this point. So the storm surge of Naples, they're looking at 6 feet. Is what they have actually observed. 6.28 feet is what they've actually observed there. Yeah, I saw somebody just sent me in a text saying they're saying that they're seeing sharks in streets of Tampa. Sharks in the street. That's always strange when you see that kind of, when you see this kind of flooding, like alligators and crocodiles and sharks in the street. It's so weird. Got a text here says the, I have a friend, he sold his house, bought a 50-something foot powerboat, and is living on it in Fort Myers within sight of the North Bridge. He stayed with his boat. Oh, last I heard from him was 9 a.m. his time. Not the brightest of my friends, but he is a retired Marine, so go figure. Well, hopefully he's doing okay. Hopefully he changed his mind, got out of there. that's not good. And, that'll be a different one. Yeah, here's one. So are they watching Sharknado, though? Here's another one. So it is Sharknado. I don't know. They just said that they saw Shark. I mean, Sharknado, that's when they come from the sky. But apparently, I don't know. They're saying there's reports of seeing sharks. I've heard this before, though. It's not the first time I've heard this, that when you hear that there's sharks swimming in the ocean or in the streets. Oh, of course, there's sharks swimming in the ocean? No. There's sharks swimming in the streets, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so, you know, very crazy situation going on right there as it pertains to the weather. And other top three stories, we'll get into this real quick. First of all, the stock markets have rebounded just a little bit. They, you know, had 6 days in a row of where the markets were down, 6 days in a row. And now they finally look like they kind of bounced back for at least one day. The Dow jumped up 500 points, but as I was pointing out earlier, that's not even enough to cover one of the losses that it had, like one of the days of losses. So not necessarily sure that's a positive thing right there. And then the other top three top stories, $1.1 billion. That's the latest amount that was sent to Ukraine to help them with their military aid, $1.1 billion. So those are your top three stories. Going back to... what we were talking about here before with storms and everything, with the storm, is there is a... Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, good. I don't know that question. We'll try to find the answer to that question here, too. So one of the things I saw with the storm is Governor DeSantis. So remember like yesterday, we mentioned that President Biden had actually contacted every mayor that was going to be hit. Like there's like three or four mayors or something, and he contacted them. But then he had not contacted Governor DeSantis. And so Governor DeSantis today weighing in on that and saying, we don't have time for pettiness. So basically, in other words, like I don't like if he's being petty, okay, fine. But I'm not going to be petty back. That's basically what he was trying to say. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not seeing any major slowdowns. You'll see some spotty traffic on 9 Mile Road near University, as well as on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. South of the interstate is moving nicely in both the north and southbound lanes on Pine Forest. Seeing that everyday traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. See something else, just give me a call. It's Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Update from FDOT real quick pertaining to the 3 Mile Pensacola Bay Bridge. Major work has been done to the Pensacola Bay Bridge. They have completed the casting of all concrete components for the bridge construction, the placement of all westbound trophy pieces, and the placement of all girders for the westbound bridge. So they said the reconstruction of US 98, Bayfront Parkway, 17th Avenue, East Gregory Street intersection has also been done. I actually just went on it just the other day before the storm. I wanted to check out the bridge before the storm hit because I wasn't sure if the storm was going to come this way, and I want to kind of get a before and after type of a look. And I noticed they really completed a lot. I mean, the bridge looks about done, to be honest. I mean, it doesn't have the nice fancy stuff, but it looks pretty good. So they say, of course, once it's done, it will support 3 east and 3 westbound lanes, flanked by inside and outside shoulders for emergency use. Both bridges will also be equipped with a 10-foot wide multi-use path for pedestrians and bicyclists. And that was one thing I was looking for. The new bridge that they're building, I didn't see the pedestrian part. Like, that doesn't look like that's being even worked on just yet. So there's still a ways away of getting some work done. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Ah, yes, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. There it is. You hear the Florida State Seminoles war chant. That means text in your name for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Florida State play Wake Forest this weekend. Man, they're back, too. It's good. It's good stuff to see Florida State back to where they should be. So if you like that pair of tickets, text in your name, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, here just a little while ago, Governor Ron DeSantis giving an update on Hurricane Ian.
Some areas we think it's hit 12 feet. Now, it is our meteorologist's view that the storm surge has likely peaked.
The governor says there's been life-threatening storm surges, major flooding, including inland. And he says the reports are now coming in about structural damage. So I'm sure we'll be learning more about that here in the near future. And as the hurricane continues working its way across the peninsula, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says their teams are going to be working 24/7.
So it's going to be a very complicated recovery process. So we're going to focus right now on saving lives and what we can do to stabilize this incident.
And the storm expected to remain intact. Hurricane warnings now issued all the way out to the east coast of the state. The head of schools in Uvalde, Texas, says they're not going to be meeting with a group of parents that have been protesting outside of their district's headquarters. Uvalde school superintendent saying that they did extend an opportunity to meet with individual protesters. That offer, they say, was refused. Those who lost kids in the school shooting are wanting the district's police officers to be investigated for their actions or lack of actions. The district has brought in the Texas Police Chiefs Association and private investigators to do a review. And Bobby, the Foo Fighters honoring their late drummer Taylor Hawkins with another tribute concert. This one's going to be in Los Angeles. The band and Hawkins family, along with a star-studded roster of musicians, held the show last night at Kia Forum. It was last night at Kia Forum. Miley Cyrus, Pink, Motley Crue, Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee were all on stage. So sounds like that was a fun one for the people that were there.
Yeah, it definitely does. And, there's they're people too. You know, sometimes we look at celebrities, we look at bands, we look at rock stars and things, and we're just like, they're this, you know, but they have their lives and they have things, and these are and people too. And that's one thing I always get from people whenever you meet a celebrity or something, like, they seem so down to earth. Like, they just have money and more people know their name, but they're no different than you and me. So, that's what it comes down to. They're no different than you and me. They still have their struggles. They have their things they're going through and everything. And, And so, of course, they're going to miss their fellow bandmate and going that way. I saw that it looks like we got a lot of people getting queued up to head over to South Florida to be able to help out with the possible cleanup and things like that from our area. And so I don't know do you have any updates on that kind of thing of what it's looking like for recovery?
Well, I don't have any information efforts on how many people are from our area are headed down that way. But I do know the governor said that right now the best way for people to help from areas like here that aren't mm-hmm. affected is financial donations. And they're doing that online at floridadisaster.org, I believe it was. There's also a website, the Florida Volunteer Portal. Let's see here. FloridaDisasterFund.org is the place to donate. Yeah. You can also do it via text message, disaster, to 20222. And there was the volunteer portal is VolunteerFlorida.org. If you do want to volunteer in person and go down to help, they've got their needs and that type of thing listed there. So that's the best way to do it.
Excellent. I got here from Governor DeSantis. Now, this is not necessarily from our area. This is just in general. We have fleets of water vehicles. So I don't know what fleets are, but fleets of high water vehicles, 42,000 linemen, 7,000 National Guardsmen, and 179 aircraft prepared to help. The reason why I brought this up is because I was at the gas station and somebody was filling up gas in his jet ski. And I was like, I was just kind of joking with him. Like, I was like, you're going to go out there and hit the Gulf, you know? And he said he's actually on his way to South Florida. And he's actually from Alabama and was on his way to South Florida. And he's filling up his jet ski here because he figured it won't be gas down there. And so he's filling his jet ski up here and he's going to go down there and just thought, if I got a jet ski, maybe I can help. And so I was like, oh, okay. That's like
a jet ski would definitely help down there. I'm scrolling through the videos of Hurricane Ian just on social media, and some of the things you're seeing are just unreal. People wading through chest high water. There's one like you were mentioning earlier, the positive stories that come out of things like this. And there was one where a gentleman was walking through like knee high water to save a cat that was stuck on top of an air conditioning unit.
Wow.
But, it's just insane the amount of flooding they're dealing with.
Yeah, lots and lots of water going on over there. And that's what we're talking about, too, is like you look here and we have perfectly blue skies, not a cloud in the sky, a bit of a breeze, feels a little crisp in the air, actually. And it's like because that hurricane has sucked everything away from here. So we have this beautiful weather now because it all got sucked into the center of that storm down South Florida.
Well, and it's weird how different it can be not even that far apart. Like in Naples, it's completely flooded, but then all the water was pushed out of Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just bizarre.
Yeah, so bizarre. So especially something this powerful and strong. And when you look at the radar, like I'm pulling up the radar right now, you look at the radar about how the swath of this storm, like the cloud cover of this storm, like it barely, like we're out of it, obviously. You see the perfectly blue skies. But the cloud cover goes all the way up to Canada. Like it's just like this massive swath of cloud that just goes, and it's all connected to this storm. This thing is a monster storm. So it's going to create damage. We already know that it's creating damage to places, but hopefully people will be safe throughout it. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadway here are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We're just seeing our typical afternoon traffic, 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect to sit at that nature preserve and move slowly throughout it in the eastbound direction. 3 Mile Bridge, Garson Point Bridge, not showing any major slowdowns. And Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, you'll see your everyday afternoon traffic downtown Milton in both directions on 90, but other than that, looking good. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. And congratulations to David winning our FSU tickets.
Excellent. Congratulations, David. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, you know, we keep talking about all the New Yorkers and all the people from up north who are moving down here to Florida. And every time I bring that up, we get a ton of texts. Just don't change the way we're voting. Don't change our laws. Don't change the politics of the state and all this other stuff. Well, we have a little bit of a hint now of maybe the type of voter that is moving down here to Florida. I'll share that with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We had somebody text us. I was saying that we had a couple people saying, I heard that there's sharks swimming in the streets of Tampa. Had somebody just text me a video of a shark, like it was in a little bit of shallow water, and it was struggling, swimming in the street. This was actually in Fort Myers, not in Tampa, but still. It's in the street, and it's swimming. I just showed Gracie. It's a shark swimming in the street. Now I want to see an alligator swim in the street with it. And then I want to see an alligator versus shark fight in the middle of the street. Wait, what? Oh, sorry. I just got a little sidetracked there. I want to see a shark versus a... And then I want a lion to show up. And okay, never mind. There's a new poll that apparently New York is losing independents and third-party voters. New Siena College Research Institute shows that they're losing a lot of independents and third-party voters in New York. And that makes me say, okay, where are they losing them to? And not necessarily losing them to the Republican Party or anything like this. It's talking about moving, partially. So, in other words, you want to know, like, we're getting all these people moving here to Florida. Democrat, Republican, well, according to this poll, a lot of them independent and third party voters. I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. When you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. Let's see here. Yeah, let's do this. Normally, if you listen to a Pensacola expert panel, like tomorrow, I believe, Pensacola, Jenna Barr has a Ballet Pensacola on tomorrow, and their opening performance is going to be for Phantom of the Opera, which I love Phantom of the Opera. I've seen it like 3 times and I've never seen it in ballet. Never seen the ballet version of it. Sounds very, very cool. And so tomorrow on Pensacola Expert Panel, they're going to have a couple of the, performers are going to be part of the show as well. And then while you listen to Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow, I'm not sure what time they're on, but at 9? Okay. So at 9, they'll be on. And when they are, then you'll have a chance to win some tickets to go see Ballet Pensacola's performance of Phantom of the Opera. Well, also coming up this weekend, because I believe that performance is coming up next week for Ballet Pensacola. But this weekend is Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's opening night. And so with that, I've got a pair of tickets. And if you would like that pair of tickets to go see, let's see here. It is Paul Huang, the violinist, playing Korn Gold Concerto, Gershwin's An American in Paris, and more. It's going to be 7:30 at the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola. If you would like that pair of tickets, give it, let's see here, text in Sanger. Nobody can spell Sanger. I can't spell Sanger.
It's on the theater.
Yeah, it's on the theater. How are you going to text it? No, text in something musical. Like,
we already used violin.
We already used violin.
What's another one?
The cello. Nobody knows how to spell cello either. But it's okay. You can spell, just try to spell cello.
You could talk it into your phone.
To cello. I don't know. Yeah, talk it into your phone. You talk to text. You should be doing that anyway. So text in cello to 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You do that, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's opening night this Saturday. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So he texted in something musical. that's funny. Yeah, I said just text in something musical. So somebody texted in something musical. There you go. All right. Top three stories here for you real quick. Hurricane Ian made landfall in Florida as a dangerous Category 4 hurricane, nearly a Category 5. Stocks rebounded from the 2022 low thus far. The Dow closed up more than 500 points up, snapped the six-day losing streak, and the United States announced $1.1 billion in more military aid for Ukraine. We'll get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. We'll come back here with your sports hit next.
Roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. Pine Forest, north and southbound lanes north of the interstate. That's going to be in between 9 Mile and the interstate is slow moving on Pine Forest. But other than that, checking in clear, as well as Blue Angel Parkway, Lillian Highway, Fairfield, and Gulf Beach. See something else on the roads slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up coming back yesterday. Then, so they lost the first game in the championship series against the Tennessee Smokies. They ended up winning yesterday, 7-1. So they've pushed it to a game three. Here it is. Winner will win the championship. It's at 6:15 tonight in Tennessee. So you can listen to the game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are leading the Cleveland Guardians 1-0, bottom of the second inning. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Mets later tonight. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Washington Nationals. The only televised game I can see is actually on ESPN Plus, the streaming app. At 6:40, the Cardinals will be playing the Milwaukee Brewers. NHL hockey will be on at 6 o'clock on NHL Network and ESPN Plus. And, beginning at 6 o'clock. Then in sports news, if the Buccaneers game against the Chiefs has to be moved, then they will move it to Minneapolis. Right now, they're going to try to keep the game in Tampa, but they don't know. I mean, the storm is just now making landfall earlier today. It's right about Port Charlotte right now, Punta Gorda area, but it is affecting Tampa. You know, the storm will be long gone. It'll be in North Carolina-ish by Sunday, but you know, will it do any damage to the Tampa area? Will you be able to access the stadium? Will the airport be open? You know, that stuff don't know yet. So if they have to move it, they will relocate it to Minneapolis. Quarterback for the Jets, Zach Wilson, has been cleared to play, so he'll make his season debut this week. The Saints quarterback, Jameis Winston, who has four fractures in his back plus a sprained ankle, didn't practice today, getting a good rest day, but still plans to play this week in the London game. Which I believe they're playing the Vikings. That's why Minneapolis is open, is because they're playing the Vikings in London. Bill Belichick reiterated that Mac Jones, quarterback, is day-to-day. And the Chargers star, Joey Bosa, is going to have surgery on his knee. He's expected to be on the IR. LIV Golf is going to, you know, they tried to work out a deal with Apple. So Apple would pay them for the LIV Golf tournaments. They didn't get it done. They tried to work out a deal with Amazon. Didn't get it done. So now they are trying to do. They're actually going to pay Fox to air LIV events. Wow. Steve Nash says about Ben Simmons, he doesn't care if he never shoots. Because one of the criticisms, of course, Ben Simmons is he's a bad shooter. And but Steve Nash is saying, I don't care if he never shoots. He's got other people like Kevin Durant who can shoot. He just needs to get him the ball and guide the offense. And finally, Zion Williamson of the New Orleans Pelicans dominated the Pelicans scrimmage, according to his coach. And he's apparently looking fit again. Of course, that's been the big criticism about Zion Williamson. He's going to be a free agent after this year. The big criticism is pretty much since he got in the league, he's been fat. I'll just say it. He's been fat. He gained a lot of weight and it's created a lot of injuries for him. And he has not lived up to the potential that everybody thought he was going to be because of these injuries. And it's because of his work ethic, essentially. And now he came into camp now looking fit, looking healthy, and dominated during practice. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sports hit. Now, real quick here, I saw a new survey. We've talked about Confederate memorials quite a bit, as we have some here in Pensacola area, as there was one that was removed in Mobile, as, you know, all this other stuff, right? Confederate monuments. And you've heard my opinions on this stuff before. To me, unless the monument has something to do that's blatantly racist, if it's merely honoring those who fought in the past, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's part of the history of this area. And but when it comes to naming military installations, I change that. I'm like, no. We should not be naming military installations after Confederate generals and people like that. We should name them after American, U.S. and United States American heroes and established people, not after Confederate generals and stuff. So I'm okay with removing names of Confederacy, blah, blah, for military installations or ships and things. But memorials? I mean, that's part of the history of the area. That's part of the ancestors of the area and everything. According to a new survey, 1% of Republicans say, only 1% of Republicans say that Confederate memorials should be removed and destroyed. That's it. 1% of Republicans. Which got me thinking, there's this huge push still going around the United States to eliminate these Confederate memorials. And if there's only 1% of Republicans who support that, that tells you where the effort is coming from. But in doing that, in removing them, that basically means you're alienating 40 to 45% of Americans. And what they feel like is okay and right. So it's definitely a difference of philosophy. Because, see, some people see these Confederate memorials and they immediately think it's a trigger for racism. And so that's like 45% of people who believe that, and then there's like 45% of Americans who are like, no, it's not a emblem or symbol of racism. It's not trigger racism. It's memorializing those who fought for something that they believed in, which was not racism. It was for a country and for an economic system and for states' rights, and it was for things like that, and that's what they fought for and they died for, and a lot of people's ancestors fought for, you know, are here, their descendants live today. These memorials are to recognize that sacrifice. And it's also to remind us the atrocity of the Civil War and how we don't want that again. But that's the conflict in America right now. These ideologies now just, I mean, that's the thing. If anything, these Confederate memorials should be big reminders we don't want that again. That when tensions start to get high and tensions start to get a little bit increased over political philosophies of the day, that we don't want to even get to that point. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, I just saw this one. Biogen's been testing a new Alzheimer's drug, and they're saying today that the new drug shows promise in slowing down cognitive decline from the disease. The drug was produced in partnership with a Japanese company. Biogen says in the late-stage clinical trials, the drug reduced cognitive decline by 27%. Those strong test results could boost the drug's chances of being approved by the FDA. So good news there for anybody that's dealt with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, like the president. I mean, what? Did that come out loud? I'm just teasing, kind of. By the way, did you see the president's gaffe that he made pertaining to the deceased congresswoman?
I did see that. Boy, that's got to be embarrassing for him.
It hurts. But he does this all the time. And this is what people are like, see, cognitive decline. I'm like, well, in this case, no. Because he actually does this. He's done this a lot over his lifetime. I mean, there's gaffe videos you can pull up of eons ago of him like telling a congressman like, hey, Congressman so-and-so, why don't you stand up? Stand up so everybody can see you. And the guy's in a wheelchair. You know, and like he does this stuff all the time. Like, I don't know how he is like, you've seen the movie Meet the Fockers, where it's just so uncomfortable. Yes. Ben Stiller's just doing it, and you're just like so uncomfortable, like, oh, please don't do this. Oh, President Biden is like Meet the Fockers movie in real life. Like, he's just like, oh my gosh, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. I don't want to be here. Nobody look at me. like he's just so uncomfortable with stuff like that.
It's just like secondhand embarrassment. It's like secondhand, all the time.
It's all the time, exactly. It's just like, oh, why he just did it again? I've been seeing a lot of people online go, see, he's got cognitive decline. He didn't even know. I'm like, nope, this is just who Biden is. That is like, that's Biden. He does that stuff all the time. So it's kind of comic relief, but like in a Meet the Fockers kind of way, because you're just kind of like, so embarrassed for him that I'm embarrassed. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. We are also checking in clear without any major slowdowns on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley, and 98. You'll still see that traffic right near the Nature Preserve. It's going to be after you're out of Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point before you get to Gondolier Boulevard. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. And we also got our winner to go see the symphony, Marquise. Congratulations and have a great time at the opening night.
Ah, very nice. Congratulations, Marcus. Yeah. Congratulations, Marcus. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com. I meant to cover this as well. One of them is actually what I was just referring to, which is President Biden's gaffe, where he was looking for this congresswoman who died in a car crash a few weeks ago. And so reporters have been grilling White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She told reporters 14 times that she was on top of the mind for a president that day, and that's why he must have been starting to look for her. I'm like, that does not help the situation. It doesn't help the situation. They said she wasn't confused. She says that he was not confused about whether she was alive and in the room, but he had her on top of the mind because he was meeting with her family on Friday. Okay. All right, if you say so. That's one where you're just like, next question. Yeah, we don't want to know why he was looking for the deceased congresswoman. Next question. Like, that's the answer on that one. The top story on FoxNews.com, though, is Ian's slow march. Category 4 hurricane crawl pace means worst case scenario as millions are taking a lashing. That's what we've been talking about as well. The storm going slow is not good. 126 mile an hour winds, sustained wind or gusts. And you've got sustained winds of 80, 90, 100 mile an hour, and they just sit there for hours and hours and hours on end. That's going to create a lot of damage. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Real quick here before we get to today's sign of the Bobby's brain teases. The political ideologies you're talking about are actually initiated by the people within the government or people who are really close to the government in the government. This is not a groundswell constituents that want all of this. They're talking about Confederate memorials removed. So the crap starters are actually people at the top. Makes you think. Essentially, Biden is deep state puppet, and at the same time, might be a moron. Yeah, he, well, I have no defense. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
According to Chick-fil-A, the city that eats the most chicken sandwiches, Atlanta. Oh, I can see that. Human DNA and banana DNA are 50% identical. Okay.